As a dental hygienist, Lisa Bell peers into the mouths of a lot of Champaign County children, and that's taught her something disturbing.
I see children on a regular basis who are in their early adolescence, who've never been to the dentist, 12, 13, 14-year-old children who have never been. Some of them, gratefully, have very few problems. The vast majority have very large problems.
Bell is the director and sole employee of the Champaign County Dental Access Program. She helps needy families in the county get dental care for their children, and she teaches children and parents about the importance of brushing, flossing, and regular checkups. Bell and her volunteers were at the Smile Healthy Dental Fair in Rantoul over the weekend.
Now I want you to brush your teeth just like you do at home, okay? On Bugsy. Oh, that's good.
Dental Access Program volunteer Denise Jake is teaching a child the proper way to brush, using a giant-sized toothbrush and a puppet equipped with a full set of giant-sized but otherwise human-like teeth. Jake is a certified dental assistant with Rantoul dentist William Lavery, one of the participating dentists in the Dental Access Program. Lavery's office manager, Deborah Goodwin, also volunteers for the program. She says her boss sees 1 to 2 children from the program every day. Sometimes more when there are a high number of problem cases.
Being in the Rantoul area, there is a lot of low-income families, and we see the problems daily, and he knows it's a problem and was willing to help.
Children in Champaign-Urbana can receive free dental care from a dentist on staff at the public health district. But for children from low-income families in the rest of Champaign County, the Dental Access Program relies on private dentists donating their services at half price. 28 dentists and related specialists currently participate. Bell says their reimbursement rate, even at 50%, is higher than that offered by Medicaid. And like Medicaid, there's no charge to the children's families. But unlike Medicaid, state and federal funds do not pay for the Dental Access Program. Bell says this year, a $147,000 county grant has paid the program's expenses.
I don't anticipate the county being able to support the program as strongly as they have this year. I'm not going to say that I won't receive some funding because I do believe that the vast majority of the county board members see the benefit in the program. However, you know, benefit and money are two different things.
Champaign County faces a $900,000 budget shortfall this year, and county officials expect some tough decisions for next year's budget. Money this year for the Dental Access Program was diverted from county funds actually intended for other purposes, and that money might not be as available next year. So the Champaign County Board of Health has reorganized the Dental Access Program with an eye towards attracting more private funding. Now it's a separate not-for-profit entity. That's an important change for potential donors, according to County Board of Health member Karen Boyda, who serves on the board's Dental Advisory Committee.
Now that this program is a nonprofit being administered by a nonprofit corporation, those contributions are tax deductible, and hopefully that will make it a little more attractive for people to donate money.
So part of Lisa Bell's job as head of the Dental Access Program is raising money. She writes grant applications and approaches local civic groups like the Junior League of Champaign-Urbana and the Thomasboro Women's Club. Contributions so far from these groups won't begin to cover the program's needs, but Bell hopes to gather enough of them to make up for any cuts in county funding. She doesn't want to lose ground when she sees so many serious dental problems among children in Champaign County.
Our goal is to be able to sit here in 3 years and say, we've turned the corner. Children are no longer requiring the real expensive restorative procedures. We're now in a preventive and a maintenance mode rather than out there in the trenches doing battle against huge amounts of oral disease.
Whether the Dental Access Program's county funding is cut and by how much will become clear during the Champaign County Board's budget process this summer and fall. For Smile Healthy, I'm Jim.